Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. If you would like to do that, again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And coming up, we're going to be talking about some minks. Or a mink is the plural of, because you kept saying mink earlier, as though that was the plural of minks.
That's a good question. I do believe the plural is mink. Minks.
I'm going to call them minks, because mink as plural just doesn't seem right to me. The English language is silly like that, though. Anyway, some of them escaped in Ohio. Which...
Some mink escaped. No, mink is the plural. I think minks is incorrect.
Well, I'm going to say minks.
Okay, we'll go along with it.
I feel better throwing the S on the end of it, which is an interesting contrast to the story that we heard out of, I think, Denmark during COVID-19, where they put something, I don't remember how many tens of thousands, it may have been 100.
They were millions.
Was it millions?
They were culling millions because they had the cold, and they were afraid, like 10 people got sick, 10 mink workers got sick, and they decided, you know what, let's kill 7 million mink or whatever it was, and they did.
Yeah, it was millions, wasn't it? Absolute travesty. It was a holocaust for those poor minks. However, I've got interesting stuff to talk about. And I mean, so do you, obviously. I have a very quick quiz that I want to get into about whether or not something was said by Elon Musk or Montgomery Burns, the Simpsons character, the old rich dude who is corrupt and evil. And
megalomaniac.
Yes, and known to be evil.
Who actually wanted to blot out the sun so people would buy more of his energy. Am I correct?
He did. He did do that in one episode. However, last night, near the end of the show, we got to talking about Dave Chappelle, who was recently on a Saturday Night Live. And, of course, I would have rather have saved that for discussion for the night, because it's more along the lines of things that we generally discuss on Tuesdays. Anyway, Kanye West, or Ye, was recently in the news. He's been blacklisted from Twitter now. I think he's buying Gab or Parler. I don't remember which
Parler.
One. Parler. And he's just been getting kicked around the world, ignored, blacklisted, for saying things like the Jews run Hollywood and the Jews run the entertainment industry and some other things that just it's generally frowned upon for one to say. Well, Dave Chappelle has been similarly in the crossfire of people for the last several years, generally for saying things that people are misinterpreting as being anti-trans. And I say this as a trans person, you know, The Closer, his most recent Netflix special, is widely criticized as being transphobic. But I've seen the thing, and it's not.
Is this the show where he just was defending himself for like an entire hour?
I didn't interpret it that way. He told some stories, and, you know, obviously he talked about the trans stuff, but mostly he talked about a trans comedian friend of his.
Right, right, right.
And just how he connected with her and how his career developed alongside hers and all of these other issues. To me, it didn't really focus on that. And what it really focused on was empathy and how one should be driven primarily by empathy towards other people.
Do you think the hate died down a little bit after that show?
No, because they didn't understand it, right? It was like, I can't remember the joke now, but he made a joke that was obvious. It sounded really, really messed up. And it was a typical Dave Chappelle sort of joke where he said something to the effect of, all we need is to put a man in charge and that will do something to help women's rights or something along those lines. And then he said, and then we're right back to square one,
right.
Which obviously is the joke. It's like that's how the whole women's rights thing became necessary in the first place, because men were speaking for women
right,
and refusing
right.
to let women speak for themselves and so on.
You know,
everyone missed that very last remark.
On that note, when you, especially when you consider trans women in men or trans men in women's sports, they have taken it back to square one. Did you just see this beauty pageant in I think it's Derry here in New Hampshire?
I've heard about it. Yes,
it is. I mean,
I don't know why this person won. I mean, it is a beauty pageant. I understand, you know, it's not just about physical beauty, but this person is outright ugly.
That is a component, and this person is not attractive
at all. Not,
she's
not
overweight, overweight, huge. She looks like a big sumo wrestler.
Yes.
And now maybe she was really, really well spoken, and she answered. I don't know if you watch any of these beauty pageants. Some of these girls are really stupid.
I don't, because I have better things to do in my life than to watch beauty pageants, and that's why I didn't pay attention to the Derry thing, because suddenly a lot of people are paying attention to beauty pageants and talking about them as though they mattered when they didn't give a damn about beauty pageants 3 weeks ago.
Right.
But suddenly, oh no, a trans person won, and suddenly they care about beauty pageants. It's like women's sports.
But this isn't the first time. There have been plenty of trans women who have won beauty pageants in the past couple of years.
Yeah, but except
they were at least trying.
Yeah, this person
looks like a big toad.
Now, I don't know. I didn't watch it. I wasn't there. I don't know why this person won. I would, however, if I was a judge in a beauty pageant, I would not have allowed this person to win.
Just wouldn't have voted for
whether trans or not. Yes. Well, yes.
But except now we're in a culture where it's you can't not do it. You cannot vote for that person.
I can.
Yeah, but they're never going to select you as a judge. You got a bunch of either woke judges or individuals who are afraid of being lambasted by the woke if they don't make the right decision.
But why would a person become a beauty pageant judge if they're woke? Like a beauty pageant, that's the opposite of control the narrative. Right?
No. Wokesters want to control the narrative. They want to force their ideology down our throats. And the only way they can do that is to actually get into these positions of power.
Yeah, but judging people by, you know, physical characteristics, by beauty, by their physical appearance, that's the opposite of what is woke. You know, you're not supposed to, body shame people.
That's why this person won. Exactly why this person won. And she was surrounded by very attractive girls.
Well,
and then you had her right in the middle. Well, some of them were.
They were all right. I mean, there were no tens that I saw. Maybe some sevens, maybe some eights. And I know I'm, you know, making people out there just scream misogyny, but this is a beauty pageant,
correct?
Right? These women went there to be rated, among other things, for their physical appearance.
By the way, let's not forget, this is like Trump's namesake. He was a big beauty pageant guy.
He was. He owned the Miss America pageant, yeah. I think. So, yeah, I did see that.
He wouldn't have voted for her, but he's not in charge anymore. By the way, sometime tonight he's supposed to be announcing.
He is. I assume he's probably already done that. I don't know. I haven't been paying I don't understand. If we know he's going to announce, then what's the point of putting it off?
I don't know. He was supposed to announce back on the Blood Moon.
I thought he put it off because he didn't want to affect the midterms.
That's some have speculated that they didn't want him messing up the count, the whole week of counting.
Right.
And so I think finally, who is in Arizona, they just finally finalized, and I don't think there's a whole lot more that are being counted at the moment. So yeah, it's his time to shine. Except DeSantis had his 20% or 20% landslide. Now they're both attacking each other back and forth, or at least Trump is attacking DeSantis, so who knows what all that means, unless it's just part of the game that they're playing.
I don't think that's really part of the game. I suspect it's going to come down to Trump versus DeSantis, and I don't think Trump has the popularity to win anymore. I suspect DeSantis will win the Republican nomination, but I don't know.
DeSantis has the support of the machine, the Republican machine, which is red flags for me.
And Trump raises his own red flags for me, but he's got the MAGA Republicans on his side. The issue, as far as I can tell, is that the MAGA Republicans don't constitute nearly as much of the Republican Party as they did.
I think in 2022, 2023, I think the MAGAs are building steam. I think that the neocons, the rhinos, I think that they are, I think they're the minority. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't hang out with Republicans.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, I mean, when I drive around the countryside, You know, and I see the signs that are up, F Biden and I support Trump and this and that, and they're still up 2 years afterwards. You know, there are a lot of MAGAs out there that I don't think a lot of people are absolutely aware of.
Well, in 2015, I was sure that Trump was going to win the nomination. I don't have that feeling right now, but I've been wrong plenty of times. Coming up, we're going to talk about Dave Chappelle, what exactly he did to upset so many people again. This time, it didn't actually have anything to do with trans people.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live with Aria and Conan on this Tuesday edition of the live show. And I want to tell you about BullionMax.com. Go there if you want to acquire some gold backs or if you want to acquire 5 ounces of silver. At employee pricing, BullionMax.com/FTL is where you want to go. I actually purchased this silver package. You do get it at employee pricing. Shipping isn't too bad. It is insured, of course, because you are buying ounces of silver. You want that to be insured. So shipping's a little on the pricey side, but, you know, insured from the moment it leaves them to the moment it arrives in your hands. It's worth it. And it's 5 ounces of silver. Beautiful, breathtaking pieces. And they're giving away a silver back. Now, this is very similar to the gold back, except the gold back contains gold, so they're a little more valuable and a little more cost-effective. The silver back is not going to be a primary thing created by the gold back company. Aurum, I think, is what they're called. The silver backs are limited edition. There's only 10,000 of them, and they are breathtakingly beautiful. It's got an awesome silver dragon on it. I look forward to it. They are giving them away. But you can get your actual silver coins at BullionMax.com/FTL to get it at employee pricing. Check that out. That's BullionMax.com. And while you're there, go ahead and sign up to attempt to win one of the silver backs.
You know, I don't know how I feel about coinage looking so immaculately beautiful. I wouldn't want to use it. I wouldn't want to actually spend it. I would want to have it in a case somewhere, a glass case right there next to my doorway. So when people come in and they see it, they're like, oh, my God, look at this guy.
The coinage, like the silver coins, I don't mind so much because they have, you know, royalty and other political figures on them. So I don't mind getting rid of them. Like, okay, it's got Queen Elizabeth here. You take this graven image of this woman that I don't care about.
So you're saying the small change doesn't have beautiful dragons on the back?
Well, the silver dragon is even less than small change. It's 1/1 of an ounce of silver. That's 0.02 of a penny.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this. This is a whole ploy to be prepared for when silver skyrockets.
Maybe, but it's just a breathtaking piece. They partnered with some, I can't remember exactly who it was. They partnered with someone to just create this giveaway and to, you know, raise awareness of the gold back and the silver back. And I want one of these because I like dragons and stuff like that. And it's a beautiful piece of silver. I want it. BullionMax.com/FTL.
Yeah, I'm all about getting rid of the presidents and the royalty and all that. Let's do away with that. What is this? These idols,
Absolutely. These
craven images of past deities.
That's why I like the goldbacks, right? Because the characters depicted on them are fictional. None of them actually portray past figures that have existed or even mythological figures. Like, I would imagine if you had some sort of New Hampshire state currency, it would have...
You probably had the old man on the mountain, probably.
Yeah, that other mythological figure from New Hampshire history, but these are just completely fabricated by the artist.
What about straight mythology, like, let's say, King Arthur?
I'm good with that. Well, that's what the silver dragon sort of is, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess.
Or maybe not even King Arthur, but just like the sword and the stone. Or like the Lady of the Lake with the sword and, you know, giving hand. Well, but you know what? Screw that, because that's the royalties claim the fame. It's like, oh, the lady gave me the sword out of the lake, and this is my proof that I'm the king, so bow down and go back to work, peasant.
Yeah, but as Monty Python pointed out, if someone came up to you and was like, hey, I got this sword from the lake, and therefore I'm the king, no one would be like, oh, okay, well, that checks out. That makes sense.
Actually, you're wrong. Many people would say that's good to go. Oh, that's good enough for me, Gov.
I hope not, but maybe.
No, you just see, say, for example, we're going to talk about Musk later on this evening, the way that they put that dude on a pedestal, and they're fanboys. There are Musk fanboys out there who love that dude to death. He's probably incredibly corrupt and dirty, and yet here you go. They're worshiping him like he's a deity.
Yeah, and he seems to be doing everything in his power to destroy Twitter, from what I can tell. He doesn't seem to be doing a very good job of managing Twitter, at the very least.
Yeah, I mean, there's been so many theories that have been floating around about what that is all about. I've always suspected that. I mean, you have the power and the elite, the powerful elite in this world who want to destroy everything in order to build back better. Maybe Musk is doing maybe that's kind of the same plan where he needs to destroy Twitter in order to build it back into something. His own, not PayPal, but what's the Chinese WeChat?
It could be something like that. I tend to think it's just arrogance and him being inept. He has, you know, he's the richest man in the world, so he's got plenty of money to play with. So $44 billion to him is a decent chunk of money, no doubt. But it's still just playing around with him. And that's and now he's realizing, oh, I'm not actually qualified or fit to lead this company, and it's, you know, collapsing.
When you got that much money, you know, what do you do with it?
Yep.
Maybe you go out and gamble.
I think that's what he's doing. But speaking of gambling, Dave Chappelle recently took some risk on Saturday Night Live, which I didn't think anyone still watched Saturday Night Live, because that's only on, like, NBC, right? That's on network television, not cable, not satellite, not, I mean, well, I guess it would probably be on, I don't know. But it's on network television. You're not going to find it on Netflix or any of these other streaming services. You have to actually have an actual network television set up in order to watch it. And to me, it's surprising that anyone still has that.
I don't have cable. I watched all of these clips on YouTube. Not on YouTube, but they were on Facebook. They were shared on Facebook. So, I mean,
that's a decent way of watching it. But the idea of connecting some sort of digital antenna to my television, that's so much hassle when I can just connect it to my Wi-Fi network and watch anything I want to watch through any of the streaming services that are provided.
And by the way, you're absolutely correct. No one's watching SNL any longer.
I wouldn't think so.
But they did watch this one.
They did. Dave Chappelle.
But as I just said, they didn't watch it on cable. They watch it every other way. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. I bet you there's videos, clips on Twitter.
I'm sure there are. So he served as host, Dave Chappelle did, and he used the opportunity to share his thoughts about the state of American politics. And I haven't watched any of these clips. I'm just going off of what the Daily Beast here says about it and what I know of Dave Chappelle and the tendency of people to completely misinterpret and misunderstand
Absolutely.
What he's saying.
And by the way, I did see the first 15-minute monologue, and I'm going to say it's pretty good.
I respect it. I mean, Dave Chappelle's hilarious. The comedian returned for a third time this week after the midterms, but this time something was different. It was Chappelle's first time hosting Saturday Night Live since he came under fire for a slew of transphobic jokes in his latest Netflix special, The Closer. And before he even took the stage for his monologue, there was palpable anger on social media and the threat of a boycott from the show's writers, especially given that this season has its first gender non-binary cast member in Molly Kearney. I don't know who that is.
I never heard of her.
They are non-binary.
By the way, speaking of non-binary, can we just stop for a second? Have you seen any of the House of Dragon or whatever, the new Game of Thrones spinoff?
No. I haven't watched any of the Game of Thrones.
I haven't watched any of it either, and there's just so much stuff that's coming out these days that I'm not interested. I'll just wait until everyone I know comes out and says, you got to watch this. I'm like, all right, I'll give it a try. But until that happens, I'm not watching any of this. But there was, cut scenes from the actual show, and there's a stunningly attractive princess.
Yeah.
And then I would see the cast afterwards, and I recognize that guy, and there's like this fat girl with short hair. I'm like, who is this? What character is that? So I finally IMDb'd it. Sure enough, non-binary. She's a stunningly attractive queen / princess.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump is expected to make an announcement from his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida on Tuesday night. The former president is expected to announce he's running for president in 2024. Virginia's governor is making an announcement to honor the shooting victims at the University of Virginia.
All flags in Virginia were lowered to half staff on Tuesday after what the governor called a horrific tragedy. A University of Virginia student is accused of shooting five classmates on Sunday night in a parking garage. They were among 20 others on a bus returning from a field trip in Washington, D.C. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, a senior U.S. military official says Russian missiles crossed into NATO member Poland, killing two people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at tcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
The discussion, talk about whatever is important to you, or you can talk about Dave Chappelle and this crazy woke culture that causes people to not listen when each other speaks. 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in at 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And Dave Chappelle happens to him just about every time he opens his mouth.
These days, yeah.
Yeah, he's misinterpreted, misunderstood, sometimes intentionally so. It's because he tells complicated jokes. And they sound really, really messed up. Until you look at the underlying joke that's actually being made.
Which is what jokesters, comedians, are supposed to be doing.
If they're really good at it. I mean, he's extremely talented. One of the best ever. So I don't blame, you know, your average stand-up comedian for not being as good at, or as clever as Dave Chappelle. However, a lot of people... The jokes being said by Dave Chappelle, it just goes right over their heads, and they're never going to understand them.
I disagree. It's not just being talented. I think there are a lot of talented comedians out there who are no longer funny because they are afraid of rocking the boat. They are afraid of going out on that limb and actually being funny, which is what we all want, but we're not getting anymore. Dave Chappelle is talented, but he's also not afraid to go out on a limb and to push the boundaries, which is why people love him.
Now, I'm somewhat of a troll, and what you're saying reminds me of some stuff that I've experienced. I'm in some groups that are like trans trolling. They use a different term for it, but it's basically trans people who are supposedly trolling. But when you look at their trolling, their S-posting, as one might say, it's not funny. There's no humorous aspect to it. It's just them trying to make a point about being trans. It's like, this is neither trolling nor S-posting. It's just you know, yelling on the internet to no one listening.
And it's most likely wall-to-wall text as well?
Yes, very much
instead
so.
Instead of just a meme that we can all grasp, and just by looking at it, it's wall-to-wall text trying to explain their situation. And you lost the boat, dude.
Yeah, and you get the same sort of thing with a lot of these quote woke comedians, where they're not funny. They're just monologuing, but it's not a comedy monologue. It's just them ranting, and there's no aspect of it that's actually funny. It's just them ranting about how miserable they are, how unhappy they are, and how evil the straight cis white man is.
Yeah, you know another ironic part about all this. Speaking of comedians. I always grew up, comedians were always, they always had the thickest skin.
Yeah.
They were able to take, some of them were bullied, some of them, you know, were the point of jokes and whatnot.
Well, a lot of them were the fat kid, right?
Yeah.
The fat kid had to be funny.
Or the midget.
Yeah.
And they had the thickest skin. They were able to walk it off, they turn everything into a joke. And that's why we love them, because they were able to, and probably the reason they're so funny is because they've been to the ends of the earth, if you will, and they've seen what it looks like, and the only way to get through that, the only way to survive, is to turn it into a joke.
That's my philosophy in life in general.
So these woke comedians, they're like the exact opposites. They have the thinnest of skin. It's like, you're in the wrong business, dude. You're in the absolutely wrong business. Go get a job at Starbucks and cry when you have to work 8 hours, like that one person.
I haven't seen that, but I'm not surprised to hear about someone crying because they had an 8-hour shift. So Dave Chappelle, he avoided the topic of trans people during Saturday Night Live. Instead, according to the Daily Beast, he may have dug himself an even deeper hole by defending the essence of Kanye West's anti-Semitic rhetoric. Through comedy.
The Jews.
Yes. Now, I haven't paid that much attention to what Ye has said about the Jews, but nothing that I've heard necessarily sounded anti-Semitic to me. Badly phrased, certainly.
Ari, he asked the question.
I know.
And you just can't ask the question. You can't make a point that you even know that the question exists. Once you even acknowledge it, you're out.
But it is a valid question. Like, why is the entertainment industry so overrun with people who are of Jewish ancestry? I'm not saying it's a bad thing, right? I'm just saying that's a thing, right?
Birds of a feather flock together.
Right.
A lot of Jews happen to be, guess what? Comedians.
That would be my interpretation of it. I don't think there's anything untoward about it or anything messed up about it. I just think, hey, this is how things have gone. So that they have characteristics that lead them best suited to work in these industries, whereas these other people have these characteristics that lead them best suited to work in these other industries. However, not everyone sees it that way, and we've come to this situation in the United States or in the West in general where you're not even really allowed to say the Jews, like at all, as a not even referencing the Jews as an existing people.
Right.
And Dave Chappelle pointed this out. He's learned in his 35-year career that two words you never say together in sequence, the and Jews. And it doesn't matter what the context is of what you're saying. There's no way to say the Jews without sounding racist and anti-Semitic.
According to the narrative.
Right. And a lot of this has to do with the Holocaust, right? Which was absolutely horrifying, obviously. But because of that, society went too far in the opposite direction, right? Where you can't even reference the existence of the Jews now without being called Hitler or a Nazi or a white supremacist or a racist or anti-Semitic or whatever, even though the Jews as a nationality exists, just like the Arabs exist or the Pakistanis exist or the Indians exist or the white people exist. None of them actually exist out in the real world, but these are characteristics and groups that we recognize.
Right.
So Dave Chappelle pointed that out, and he had some strong jokes, apparently, about West's DEFCON 3 tweet and the ramifications he faced. It's a big deal. He had broken the show business rules, Chappelle said. You know, the rules of perception. If they're black, then it's a gang. If they're Italian, it's a mob. If they're Jewish, it's a coincidence, and you should never speak about it.
And we absolutely know anyone who can think that there are groups of people who happen to have Jewish heritage who get together and conspire. And,
sure.
and do bad things.
But it's also true that there are Italian people who are in the mob.
Correct.
And there are black people who are in gangs.
Correct.
There's also white people who are in gangs and
Asians.
And black people who
and
are
Hispanics,
in mobs.
Everybody.
Yes. So it's not like Jewish people are the only ones out there conspiring to do things. I mean, look at Epstein, I think, was Jewish, wasn't he? But look at Donald Trump and so many of the other.
Actually, that's a really good point, because one thing you have to consider is, you know, I actually have two Jewish friends, really close friends. They actually look Jewish. It's like, yeah, you're some kind of Mediterranean. You're over there.
Yeah.
But when you consider how many Jewish people are just married in and or just proclaim one day. I don't know what the actual the situation is where you switch over?
Convert?
Yeah. I mean, how many Jews out there just convert just simply so they can, I don't know, be a part of the family that's winning?
I don't know that anyone's necessarily winning other than the powers that be, and they come from a wide range of nationalities and ethnicities and religions.
But we can talk about them.
Yes. Well, they were never Holocausted. So
yeah, well,
that changes what is and that shifts the Overton window, as they like to say. After noting that Kanye got in so much trouble that Kyrie Irving got in trouble. I don't know who that is.
I think he's a flat earther or something.
Okay.
He's a rapper or a basketball player. And yeah, he said something similar, but he's just, yes, exactly. He's in trouble too now. I don't even know what he said.
Chappelle goes on, this is where I draw the line. I know the Jewish people have been through terrible things all over the world, but you can't blame that on black Americans. That line was met with silence, save for a single shout from the audience. Thanks.
Yes.
The one person that said woo. I mean, it shouldn't even be necessary to say that, hey, the Jews have been through some crap, but you can't blame that on black Americans. Well, duh, yeah, no one's blaming that on black Americans, and if they are, they shouldn't be blaming that on black Americans, right?
Correct.
That one would think, 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, maybe you've seen this Dave Chappelle video. I have not. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160 with you today. It's Aria.
And Conan.
And coming up, who said it? Elon Musk or Montgomery Burns? Also, debt is soaring. Household debt is soaring in the United States, which... may be unfortunate because money, it turns out, may be able to buy happiness.
What?
Well, maybe.
They do say that rich people are happier. Or do they? Or is it No. Does that work?
It probably varies from person to person. Elon Musk doesn't seem to be very happy. But right now we're talking about Dave Chappelle, who does seem to be happy as far as... I mean, a lot of times comedians aren't very happy, but Dave Chappelle seems to have a good life. I mean,
he's a lot, in his older age, he's a lot more serious.
Yeah, but he's effectively retired. He lives in some small town in...
some hick town.
Ohio?
Yeah.
Yeah, some hick town.
He says he lives with the poor whites. By the way, the other part of this 15-minute monologue wasn't just about the Jews.
Well,
he also defended Trump.
Really?
Yeah. So if there's
Say that defended Trump?
He basically called him out as I don't remember what his exact words were. Basically called him out as a popular liar.
Yeah.
Where a politician who actually tells the truth. And
he called Trump a truth teller?
He said that Trump came out and said exactly what the elite are doing to you, the poors, the people, the normies. Which is basically manipulating the system in their favor, and he called Hillary out, and that is why the people love him, because he's spoke the truth, truth to power.
I don't know if I agree with any of that. I haven't seen that. But like I said, I haven't seen any of the clips from Dave Chappelle. I'm just going off what the Daily Beast has said, and they didn't mention anything about that. I certainly don't think Donald Trump spoke truth to power.
Because he is the power, so how do you speak truth to yourself?
Yeah.
No, but that's really what happened.
he exploited the power mechanisms to put himself in the presidency. And
He admitted it.
Yeah, and I think he overplayed his hand, and the result of that is the possible indictment that he could be facing. But I don't think he was a good person. I don't think he was a truth teller or anything worse, anything better than your average lying scumbag politician. To me, Trump is just another one. However, Dave Chappelle says, I've been to Hollywood and no one get mad at me. I'm just telling you what I saw. It's a lot of Jews, like a lot. But that doesn't mean anything. And this is such an obviously good statement. I don't know why people even bother to get upset afterwards. You know what I mean? Because there are a lot of black people in Ferguson, Missouri, and it doesn't mean we run the place. And that's exactly it. Just because there's a lot of Jews in Hollywood doesn't mean Jews run the place. And I don't know why people don't understand that. He said that the delusion that Jews run show business is not a crazy thing to think, but it's a crazy thing to say out loud.
Okay, but see, he just walked it back.
He did. But he pointed out that it's a delusion that Jews run show business. I mean, he used the word delusion to point that out, saying that, you know, they don't necessarily run it. It's delusional to think that they run it. It may not be crazy to think that they run it, but it is crazy to say it because it's a delusional. Because it's delusional.
No, it's crazy to say it out loud because you're going to cancel yourself. You're going to do what Ye did. He just totally walked it back. He says, you're delusional for saying this. But basically, you shouldn't say this because you're going to get canceled.
He said it's delusional to say this because it's delusional if you say this.
All right.
There was much more to Chappelle's monologue, of course, which spanned more than 15 minutes and also covered Herschel Walker. Who is that? Do you know?
That's the Georgia governor or something that just won. Yeah, he called him an idiot.
Okay.
He's not a very well-spoken politician.
Well, neither was Trump. But apparently Chappelle called Herschel Walker observably stupid.
Yes.
I mean, that's the case for most politicians.
There are a lot of smooth-talking car salesman types who can talk themselves out of a paper bag. This guy, I don't think so. He's retarded.
But it was his decision to push the type of anti-Semitic conspiracies that got West in trouble, albeit through jokes that stood out and will continue to reverberate. It shouldn't be this scary to talk about anything, he concluded. It's making my job incredibly difficult.
Yes, I agree. See, he walked it back one more time. He says, this should not be an issue. We should be able to talk about other people.
Well, yeah.
I want to be able to talk. I want to talk stereotypes. I want to call people out for being like this Herschel dude. I want to call him out for being stupid.
Dave Chappelle spent his entire, the first half of his career calling out stereotypes.
And if there apparently is some kind of Hollywood Jewish mafia, I want to be able to talk about that.
Yeah, but there doesn't seem to be one.
According to the narrative.
I haven't seen any evidence of there being.
Well, I've never been over there, so I don't know.
But, I mean, people are being canceled over, I mean, Dave Chappelle was unique in that he didn't get canceled over his remarks that people characterize as being transphobic, but there's no trans mafia out there. I mean, the trans people don't run Hollywood, and just because they canceled some people who said some anti-trans thing, it doesn't...
You probably just put an idea in someone's head. It's going to be some trans game.
I hope not, because I think we should look at each other as individuals and not
exactly.
As these gangs that are trying to run the world. I don't think that's a good way for us to coexist. And I think Dave Chappelle tends to agree that whether or not it's true that the Jews run Hollywood, it's sort of immaterial. That individuals do things, not groups of people. And we should be worried about or focus on what individuals are doing because groups can't do anything.
Yeah, well, ideally that would be the way that we do business. But we know that's not true. Just look at government. It's basically it's a mafia. It's a criminal enterprise.
It is.
People who get together and they gain control and power over their opponents. But we know that it's not just governments. There are factions. There are people out there who, in a void, they'll create their own systems of control and authority.
Right, because that's what it's all about for most people. It's all about controlling one another, not allowing the others to coexist. And that's how you end up with these ideas that, you know, the Jews run Hollywood or whatever, because they see the power, we all see the power that Hollywood could wield if it was controlled by some secret organization of people toward a specific agenda, like we talked about last night with the CIA. The former CIA agent pointed out that all they had to do was find some journalist and tell them something, and 70-80% of the time, the journalist would just print it, right?
Oh, yeah. And by the way, this is not new stuff.
No.
This is old. This is since the CIA's inception. They've been doing this since day one, Operation Mockingbird.
Yeah, this dude talked about it in, I think, 1983 was the year that this video came out. And it's obvious to us that, you know, you have this powerful industry called the media that can change elections, it can change wars, it can cause people to enlist, it can cause people to support this or be against that, and it's tremendously powerful.
Yes.
So I could understand why a person would create this conspiracy theory where it was being controlled by a single group of people that they just didn't like, whether it's the Jews or the blacks or the gays or whatever.
Or the CIA.
There's at least a trail, and it's not... It's a job, not an ethnicity or a sexuality or a culture or a race.
Or the FBI, which, by the way, in this monologue, Chappelle also called out. Hello, Martin Luther King.
He called out the FBI?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what the FBI did in regard to Martin Luther King, it's so eerily similar to what, like, James Whittakin has done here at Free Talk Live, where it says you have a completely insane person making completely insane threats, and no one's doing anything about it. And in the case of the FBI, they had, Hoover himself was writing letters to Martin Luther King Jr. pretending that he was going to out him as an adulterer.
Yeah, but James Whittakin doesn't have the power of the FBI. Have people assassinated.
For all we know, Whittakin is in the FBI. His father was military. I wouldn't be at all surprised.
He could be an intelligence troll.
I think he's probably in the FBI. I think he's probably an agent, and he's
trying to achieve an informant.
Well, I don't think he's got anything useful to inform them on.
An operative? Basically a pawn?
I think he's an operative in that he attempted to do the same things with some of the hosts of Free Talk Live that Hoover did with Martin Luther King Jr., which is, I'm going to out you and your so-called ministry. The words that Hoover used in these letters to Martin Luther King Jr. are almost verbatim the same language that was used by James in regard to, you know, like Mark Edge and some others on the show. So it's suspicious, but other things here in the world are suspicious. We all know Montgomery Burns, the finger pyramid of evil, rich monopolist, nuclear power plant running pig in The Simpsons. And we know Elon Musk, who's not all that dissimilar, it turns out. We're going to ask you, who said these quotes? My success rate was only about 50%. I was right only about half the time. That's coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.